Okay, so we, we started off yesterday, 100% passing conditioning test. So we think we've got a team in good condition. Talking about the veterans, you know, we had about 98% of the rookies passed it. So I think we're in good shape. Just kind of knocking some of the rust off here today. Some good, some bad. That's training camp. You know, I just told the team sometimes the offense is going to win, sometimes the defense is going to win, and that's the mark of a team that's competing against each other. So we're just trying to go one day at a time here and kind of go from there. So I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, what was it like not having Oscars in the
wideout? Hey, you know, John, it's look, it's the National Football League. Things happen, whether it's injuries or anything else. You know, you just have to coach the guys that are out on the field. So once we get into our meetings and we come out here, we're just really focused on coaching the guys that are out here.
How do you feel about where JJ is right now? Good to see him.
Yeah, no, he's. I think he's progressing well. The procedure just happened a short time ago, but he's on the right track, and I think all of us understand the type of work ethic, the what he brings to the table every single day. So he's going to work very hard to be out here as soon as he can. No, not yet. You know, I go in there and get the injury report. I don't think it was life threatening or anything like that. So I think he'll be all right. You know, but we'll go from there.
Did Lamb move up till he's back?
It's a rotation. You know, I would say right now with Dwayne out, Lamb's getting a bunch of reps. You got McDonald over there. You've got obviously Clarkie's over there getting a bunch of reps. So it's there's guys that can play. Jeff Allen can bump out and play tackle. So there's a number of different ways we could go.
Could you talk about Brock's first day?
Yeah, look, like I said, he's made progress every single day he's been here, you know, and training camp's tough. You know, there were some really good plays out there today, some plays for everybody, not just Brock, that we need to correct and get better, but a lot of good effort. I thought the operation of the offense was decent, especially with the first group, and so we're just looking to string another day together tomorrow.
Bill, where's Clowney at right now? What are your expectations for him this year?
Yeah, Clowney... he really did a great job in a conditioning test. He's had a good off season, been here a lot, even during the time off when they don't have to be here. He's been around. He's working hard. Had a good day today. Came out ready to go. And our expectations for every player, Brian, are very high. You know, we feel a lot of confidence in all these guys that are out here and all the different roles that they play. So we have high expectations for ourselves and everybody that's out here.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. You know, here's a guy that when he's played very well for us. He's had some injuries to deal with. He's going into his third year, and I think, like I said, the key was that he had a really good off season. So, I think we're off to a good start with him this year. I thought the thing that stands out with me with this team so far. From the spring to this first practice, is these guys compete. They work very hard. They communicate well with each other. There's a lot of good chemistry on this team, and they came back in shape. They took a lot of pride in that conditioning test, and those are the things that stand out to me right now.
Coach, is anybody catching any Pokemon in the NRG?
Say that again.
What's your favorite Pokemon? Anybody catching any Pokemon?
Pokemon?
Yeah. What's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't know. I never what Pokemon.
Yeah.
You gotta catch me later on that one. I don't know what you're talking about.
About Dwayne Brown?
Football man. He's doing well. Yeah, no, he's progressing. He's in there every day working hard to get back. You know, none of these guys, they'll be back when they're ready to be back. When the doctors clear them, when the trainers clear them. But Dwayne's working very hard to be back, and I believe that he'll be back at some point. Don't know when that'll be, but we're not gonna rush anybody back. I think it's going well. I thought both those guys practiced well today, and we split the team up into two groups for certain drills that we do so that we're able to get a bunch of guys reps, obviously including them, Tom and Brandon, and I thought that they executed well. There's no timetable on those types of things as far as, who's number two, who's three, all those things. You know, we're just into the first day right now, and those guys just need to keep trying to get better every day.
Could you talk about your rotation at defensive end?
Yeah, you know, we have some guys up front on that side of the ball, John, that can be multiple guys. You know, you saw Brandon Dunn today, for example. He played nose, and he was playing defensive end. You know, Devin Still can do some different things in there. Vince can do some different things. You know, we play a three-down front. We play a four-down front. We play a five-man front. So all of those guys, Christian Covington, can go to the nose and play defensive end. So it really, with that position, it comes under the category of the more you can do, and we've got a lot of guys that can do some different things there. Everybody that's out here, when they're out here practicing, they have an opportunity to get better and to do some good things. You know, I think that those receivers that were out here today, they're doing a good job. They learn well. They compete well. It's a fairly young group, and they really bring a lot of energy to the table, and they've all got good opportunities. Regardless of if you're out there practicing, you got a real good opportunity.
Like Jalen's continuing to the track that he started?
No question. He had a very good offseason, came in here and really nailed the conditioning test, and he's gotten off to a good start. Martin and Bergstrom. Yeah, you know, look, again, I think it comes down to different guys being able to do different things. You know, the one thing about Bergie is he can play all three inside spots. So he can play center, he can play guard, and that's important. You know, if you bring a certain amount of guys to game day, let's say you bring seven offensive linemen to the game, the sixth and seventh guy, if they can be multiple performers at different spots, that helps you. So Berge's in competition not only for center, but he's in competition for both guard spots. And Nick Martin's done a good job. He's come in here. He's a mature rookie. I think having an older brother that's been in the pros probably helps him, and he's done a real good job. He's off to a good start.
Bill, DeAndre worked a lot with Brock during the offseason training, but obviously he's missing reps right now. How do you worry about that?
No, look, these guys that are out here today, they're working very hard. I'm very focused on the guys that are out here today. I have a tremendous amount of respect for DeAndre Hopkins. I love coaching the guy. I think I speak for everybody here that he's a heck of a player. And when he comes back, he's going to be thrown right in there. And, you know, that's the way it's going to go. That's the NFL, Brian. You know, you deal with injuries, you deal with all different things. You take it one day at a time, and you try to go out there and focus on coaching the players that are out there.
You notice a big difference with Dre Howe in his second year
of safety? Dre Jason had a good year last year. You know, he's a smart guy. He's in good position. He's a very coachable guy. He's become somewhat of a leader in his own right. He does a lot for us on special teams. You know, you see him out there working the personal protector on the punt team, things like that. So Dre's a guy that's really done a good job for us in all the years he's been here, you know.
Thank you.